In the second part of Declare Your Fitness, we're going to continue to discuss how to speak life over your life to achieve your health and fitness goals. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. In episode 20, we established that what we say over ourselves absolutely has power, and that speaking life and love over and into our circumstances can make them come to pass. But also speaking curses or negative things also has power to make these curses and negative things come to pass. I gave the example of how in the past I spoke very poorly and negatively over myself, that I would look at myself in the mirror and literally curse myself and tear myself down. See, we have to understand that fitness is part of spiritual warfare and that the battle with the enemy will always be in our minds. And this will come in the form of toxic thoughts, destructive thoughts, and anything that goes against the will of God for our lives. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal our promises that God has given us, or even the ones that we make to ourselves. Kill us spiritually and physically by influencing us to engage in sinful behaviors. And destroy our plans and dreams so that we get discouraged, lose hope, and even quit fighting for what is rightfully ours. See, the fight is spiritual, which means that it is in the unseen realm of the spirit. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, and against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." My friends and family, we are not contending with physical or natural opposition. Therefore, we have to learn to fight in a supernatural or spiritual way. Now, it may seem like I just stepped into some deep waters, but let me explain. There is a cosmic fight between good and evil, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness. Now, what is this fight over? It's over you. It's over your soul. You are the territory that these two kingdoms are fighting over. The kingdom of heaven wants you to fulfill God's will, and the kingdom of darkness wants you to go against God's will. It's that simple. And the battlefield is in the mind. If the enemy wins your thought life, he has to do no more because now you become your own enemy. So my friend listening here, there is no gray area. You will have to make a choice if you already haven't. On which side of the fence are you going to stand? Are you with the kingdom of heaven or are you with the kingdom of darkness? And you can't sit back and say, this is over my head, I'm not getting involved, I'm not wanting to fight, because that means you've already sided against God and against the kingdom of heaven. And if this message is creeping you out or convicting you, there's no need to fear, because I have good news for you. Now, God is calling you to fight, but on the winning team. See, God and Satan are not equal. Satan is a creation of God who chose to rebel. He's a fallen angel. God is not equal to Satan. Satan is not equal to God. God is the ultimate authority and the highest power.
Now let this word of the Lord seep deep into you. In Matthew 28:18, it says that Jesus came and said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So if all authority has been given to Jesus, this means that there is no authority left for Satan. No authority on heaven or on earth, 0%, unless we give it to him. Then Jesus finishes in Matthew 28 by saying that he will be with us until the end of age. And in Ephesians, it says that because of God's love and mercy towards us, even being dead in our sins, he made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above rule, authority, and power and dominion. So as co-heirs with Christ, we are able to walk in our God-given authority because we have the Holy Spirit, because we are in Christ. And so be strong and courageous and put the whole armor of God, as it says in Ephesians 6:13. That you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And in 1 Corinthians 10:14, it says, "For our weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." So you may be asking, Janelle, how do we fight this spiritual war? And what is the armor that we have to withstand the attacks of the enemy? And so this list starts in Ephesians 6:14. The first piece of armor is the belt of truth fastened around our midsections. And Jesus said that he is the truth. He is the way and the life. And he also said in John 7:38 that if we believe in him, out of our innermost being shall flow continuously springs of living water. Now, water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Once you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is our Lord and Savior, you are sealed with the promise of the Holy Ghost. Now, continue to seek the presence of the Lord daily and keep those rivers of living water flowing. Keep yourself spiritually fit with the belt of this truth. Now, number two, the second armor that's mentioned in Ephesians 6 is the breastplate of righteousness, which covers our heart. We must guard our hearts and keep them clean by walking in integrity, resisting the temptation to sin. We must keep holy and apart from the ways of this world and from satisfying the flesh. The third piece of armor that is mentioned in Ephesians is on our feet, the gospel of peace. So in Christ, we have the peace that surpasses all understanding, and knowing to discern the ways of the world from the ways of God, which are different, is important because there is peace and protection in the ways and in the timing of God. And don't you notice that the enemy will always try to rush you out of God's timing? Every deal or infomercial that shows up is always like, hurry up, get this deal. We're running out of time. Hurry, buy now, to rush you into an emotional decision. And this is the enemy's strategy. We have to learn to be ready, but wait on the Lord. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Instead of going in our own effort, where we get tired, get exhausted, get burnt out, when we wait on the Lord, we go in his strength and our strength will be renewed. So the fourth piece of armor is the shield of faith, which extinguishes the flaming darts of the evil one. So our faith in Jesus gives us victory over the world. In 1 John 5:4, it says that everyone born of God has overcome the world. So when you become a new creation in Jesus Christ by believing in him and confessing that he is Lord and Savior, you become born of the Spirit. And with that, you have overcome the world. That is part of the benefits of being children of God. And through the blood of Jesus, the victory over Satan, over the world, and over sin has already been secure. And there is confidence when you fight from this place of victory. Now, the fifth piece of armor that is mentioned is the helmet of salvation, which covers our minds. And this is declaring the mind of Christ and knowing God's thoughts and will through reading his word and believing all the Bible says. This is also being watchful for the thoughts that are not of God and confronting them right away. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Now remember that our weapons of warfare have divine power to destroy strongholds. And where do strongholds form? In our mind. Now, strongholds are patterns of thinking that have been ingrained in our minds for a long period of time. They can limit our perspective and hinder our ability to move forward. And the enemy uses these strongholds that are formed through various experiences such as trauma, unforgiveness, negative self-talk, societal pressures, diet culture, right? This was a big one for me. And so tearing these strongholds down, it may take some time. It may not happen right away, but you have to start chipping away at it little by little. And for me, it was like an onion. It was like I peeled one thing back and then another thing was revealed. And I peeled one thing back and another thing was revealed. But I never stopped fighting to get through all these toxic thoughts that had been there for a really, really long time. And these strongholds can be broken down through the power of prayer and renewing our minds with positive, God-centered thoughts. And by doing so, we can break free from these limiting beliefs and achieve our full potential. So this takes us to our last weapon. Our only defensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit. This is the word of God, and we are called to pray at all times in the Spirit and with prayer and supplication. So do not stop from praying and declaring and decreeing God's word out loud, because it establishes God's word to work and operate here on earth and in our lives as we send it forth. In Hebrews 4:12, it says that for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Amen. And in Matthew 16:19, it says that God gives us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Everything starts in the realm of the Spirit, in the unseen realm. Your words are in the unseen realm. They are spirit. And when you speak them forth, they come into the natural world. Remember, every thought or idea, every great invention, everything that is manifested that you can see first starts in the unseen realm. And just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We know this, and this is why we fight this spiritual battle, because I'm shedding light through the scriptures that this spiritual battle does exist. And maybe your health and fitness struggles have been spiritually rooted and you haven't been exposed how to fight. You haven't been taught how to fight this. And so these keys that God has given us are words that come out of our mouth to legislate and cause change to come. So when we know what comes from God, we can more easily identify what does not come from God, what comes from the enemy. And these can be words or thoughts that come into our mind or from other people. And when these thoughts or words come, cancel them immediately in Jesus' name. Stop them from taking root in your life, from having any place in your life or in your thoughts. When people criticize your weight or what you're trying to do for your health and fitness, take authority and cancel that word curse and replace it with what God's word says. Declare the word of God, send that sword forth that will cut through the lies and deceptions and establish the blessings of God in your life. From those of you that have struggles in your health and fitness, like me, you know what a fight it can be to set fit and stay fit. It's a battle every day. See, the enemy wants you sick, wants you unhealthy, and engaging in unhealthy behaviors or trapped in cycles of diet culture, distracted with your fitness, and desiring to be somebody else or something different than what God designed you to be. And why does he want this? Because you will then limit yourself in what you can do for the kingdom of God. The will of God in your life is either propelled forward by your fitness, or it can be limited by your fitness. And so God wants to get rid of this obstacle. He wants the opposite for you. And the word of God offers an alternative. So right now we are going to take up the armor of God and the weapons of our warfare and fight for our health and fitness. So I'm going to ask everyone listening, stand to your feet, repeat after me with all your heart and believe the words that will be coming out of your mouth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today to surrender our bodies, minds, emotions, and souls to you. We surrender this health and fitness journey that we are on and ask for your supernatural help in this hour. We have been struggling in our own efforts, in our flesh, but the battle is in the spirit. We have been held back by our thoughts and our words and our emotions, but today we say no more. We lay our old way of doing things down and take up the full armor of God and the weapons of our warfare. And we decree and declare that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and that we are empowered and full of the Holy Ghost. We renounce all unhealthy behaviors that have taken us away from God and his will. We include our thought life in this, and we renounce any unhealthy thoughts, any toxic thoughts, any word curses spoken by ourselves or by others over us right now, and we cancel them in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we will live with integrity, doing all things possible to be fit and appreciate the gift of our bodies. We walk in God's timing, not falling into the enemy's trap of going in our own strength or out of God's time. We wait on the Lord. I declare peace that surpasses understanding, that comes from doing things God's way. Our times are in your hands, God. And we decree and declare the mind of Christ over each and every one of us, and that God elevates our thought life. I decree and declare 3 John 1:2, that we are in good health just as it is with our souls. I declare 1 Corinthians 6:20, that we will glorify God in all that we do and our bodies. I declare Acts 1:8, that we have power from the Holy Spirit to do God's will and to be fit, spirit, soul, and body, healthy and whole, missing nothing, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We will continue to pray and fight for our fitness and in all of our circumstances without ceasing. And we will give thanks for our bodies and through all of our circumstances. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that your word has been sent forth with power, and we stand on your word today knowing that it is taking effect because the prayers of the righteous are heard by God, as it says in Proverbs 15:29. Continue to deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from toxic and harmful thinking. Deliver us from the power and trappings of the enemy. Open the eyes of our heart to perceive the spiritual battle around us and fill us again with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, touch each and every person listening right now from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes. Give us strength. Renew our energy daily to fight with our words in the realm of the spirit, just as Jesus did. Jesus healed with a word. He drove out demons with a word. People were delivered with a word. Thank you, Lord, for your word, the sword of the spirit, and the weapons of our warfare. I thank you, Jesus, for the testimonies that will come through this prayer, because we overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. Thank you, Father God. All of this is for your glory. In Jesus' name, I pray, be glorified in our lives and in our circumstances. Amen. And if you would like to testify to what God has done for you, please reach out to me through the links provided. I've also included my email. That's janelletaveras@hotmail.com. janelletaveras@hotmail.com. So my friends, let's harness this power of the tongue to do warfare and to get fit and to be in God's will and take territory for the kingdom of God. May you walk in your God-given purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that I will see you fit, spirit, soul, and body. Until the next one, keep using those words to encourage yourself, to encourage others, and to fight the spiritual battle for your lives and for your fitness. In Jesus' name. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close. So come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.